100 steps. I cannot find my head at times. At least, I cannot find the thoughts I thought were in it. It often happens when I've had a day of reckless people reading speeches, horns a-blaring, driving words in truckloads through the middle of my brain relentlessly at speed. All my own whimsical and little notions, like wrappers in a busy road, go flying up, up, and away. As I walk home near sunset, I am still busy looking for them in the less gardened precincts of my mind among the nettles and the rambling bushes and the ponds and littered soil. I walk, wound tight, in frowns, hunched up, eyes down, and when I come to the 100 steps which separate me from the last short stretch of road, I raise my head, something I have not done for hours, to take them in before I take them on. And up at the top, between the linden trees, there are some evenings when the sky is mauve, magenta, lilac, indigo, and violet. All the colors at the rainbow's end so taut that if one had hands and fingers long enough, one could reach out and just by grazing them produce a chord which I don't have the power to imagine, but which would ring out so and for so long that people would forget their doings, drop their change, discard their penny feuds as well, and come from over hills and lakes and rivers for miles around. For hours they'd come, walking through the night, long stride after long stride, wide-eyed with thoughtful faces, guided by this sound, astounding, chiming, rhyming with the marrow in their bones. And on arriving they would cock their heads to listen to the black tree boughs still tingling with harmonics, and sit round fires, pore over picture books and photographs, and sift through bags of names of things and feelings and relationships and attributes, and look at each other in a web of glances inside which we would ask ourselves, what is it? What is that simple little thing which somewhere we have all forgotten?